I mean, you heard about our northern strategy that we talked about last week, and that is going to be the cornerstone. But as you know, a cornerstone is surrounded by other stones. So it depends on our resources, it depends on our reading of the ground, it depends on our interaction with the residents, and also, of course, our interactions with other political parties. Because what we want to do is ensure that Singaporeans are given a choice, that they are given a choice to choose the best and most credible alternative candidates, so that you know, we don't give the PAP a blank check, essentially.
So PM Lawrence Wong's constituency is Marsiling UT. Are there any concerns about that, since you guys have...
Well, you know, we don't know whether he's going to stay in Marsiling UT.
What do you think is the main challenge we'll be facing this year?
I think the whole idea of making sure that all our residents... I mean, we've quite established ourselves in this part of the island. The whole idea is to have the resources to make sure we get it to reach out to each and every one of them. As you know, my difficulty right now being new in Sembawang GRC, but I think we've made great inroads. As you said, you know, all the residents have come out and say, oh, we've seen your flyer, we've seen your message. And now for me, it's just a dash right up into the finishing line.